Coffin Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun.
You know what really creases my
your car underwear?
Car troubles.
I'm so over this week already. And it's Tuesday. And I am over it. My poor boss is just like, what the hell is going on?
So last week, you were stranded.
Yep.
What happened?
Car broke down.
Have a sip of your drink first. Okay. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, I'm driving, and I'm like, it smells like antifreeze.
Oh, no.
And I look down at my dashboard, and sure enough, my temperature gauge is all the way at hot, and I'm like, holy shit. And it's like 90 degrees out. So I pulled over. Sure enough, there's antifreeze leaking out of my car. So thankfully, we have roadside assistance. I had to wait about 3.5 hours for a tow. Got home at my normal time, basically. Oh, man. Luckily, I packed lunch that day. So then we had Johnny's retirement party.
Mm-hmm.
Great party.
Wonderful. Well done.
Had a fiasco with that because I'm trying to pay the taco truck lady.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm trying to Zelle her money.
Yeah.
And it's like a decent amount of money. And Zell's like, well, you have to confirm on this phone number. It's Johnny's phone number. He's in the middle of opening presents.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's your phone? He's like, it's on the dresser. I'm like, no, it effing isn't. I've been looking everywhere.
Because,
you know, he didn't have his phone because of the dunk tank.
And because of the amount of the bill from the taco truck that fed 80 of us.
Yes.
They needed an approval from the phone that paid the down payment.
Yes.
Ugh.
And so I could confirm, yes, pay this lady. So I couldn't find his phone. So that was a fiasco. My Zelle is still locked because then I called the bank today and they're like, well, it's your husband's phone number, your email, and his name on the account. So you need to go to a branch and fix it. And I was like,
did the taco truck people get paid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because luckily grandma was there.
Oh,
she goes, here, just tap my credit card, you know.
Okay.
So I had to go to the bank and get her money too.
Yeah.
So then luckily grandma's there for the party. So she's like, yeah, don't worry about your car being in the shop. You can just take my car to work. So I took her car yesterday. It was Monday. Everything was fine. I go to start it today and her light is on.
Oh no.
I just went inside, took off my clothes and went back to bed.
Not going to happen today.
Texted the boss. I was like, nope.
Not
sorry.
Happening.
Sorry. He's like, damn, girl. Like, he's been having a rough time. He ran into some extra car. He had to get a new car and stuff. So he's been, like, stressing a little bit.
Oh.
And he's like, shit, girl, both of us just need a break.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So anyways, we got grandma's car taken care of.
Oh, good. I was just going to ask. And what's going on with your car?
I'm pretty sure I need a new radiator. We haven't even heard from the guy.
Oh, okay. And what day was that last week? Thursday?
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday because I was downtown.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out how I would get to you if you needed a ride home or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just been a fiasco.
And Bestie and I were like, make sure you give us a play-by-play of where you're at. You were in the Uber. You were taking pictures and videos.
I was in the truck with the tow truck driver because I think he was worried. He's like, okay, he called me like, okay, I'm like 10 minutes away, which he was still like another half hour away. It was ridiculous. Mm. And he's like, are we towing this to a residence? Is this your house? And I said, yeah. And he goes, so are you getting in the truck with me? And I was like, I was hoping. Like, if not, I could have went home 2 hours ago.
Right.
I could have had somebody come get me. I was only an hour away.
Right. So
you know?
Is that normal that people will ride? How does that work? I don't even know.
So last time I got my car towed, it was COVID. So remember, my coworker came and sat with me until the tow truck got there. And then she gave me a ride home because luckily she was close.
Yes.
So I've never ridden. I think back in the day, it was pretty common to just hop in the tow truck with the guy, you know?
Oh.
And I think he was a little worried because, like, I'm a girl and, like, who knows? And then I saw, like, he was a smoker. So I thought he was like, oh, great. I got to get in a car with this lady and not be able to smoke.
An hour and a half.
And I was like, oh, you smoke? And I was like, I do too. And he's like, sweet.
Oh, and that was
so
it.
So we totally smoked cigarettes and jammed out to, like, classic rock the
whole way. Oh, good. So. Good, good, good. But I'm glad you kept giving us a play-by-play on Snapchat.
Yeah. I was laughing too because I told him I drive a lot too for work. Obviously, the tow truck driver drives a lot for work. And he was like, yeah, I got this butt pad. He's like, I need a new one. I said, I'll tell you what. My neighbor just gave me a brand new butt pad. It's in my car. I said, when you pull my car off, I will get it for you. You can have it. I said, I promise I haven't farted on it yet.
Oh, wow.
I said, I don't know if the neighbor did, but you can have it. He was like, oh, my God, this is a really nice one. I was like, have it.
Oh, very nice of you. Wow. Well, are you in the mood to talk retail?
Okay.
Or do you want to just spend this whole time bitching about life?
Right.
Maybe we could turn this into the Anxiety Makes Me Poop podcast instead. Oh, gosh. So I'm actually surprised we haven't talked about this, being that it's been like over 2 years talking retail. Yeah. But we've never talked about how SKUs, UPCs, barcodes, how they're created. I think we just know that they're there. Yeah. We just have them, right?
Just take advantage of them. We don't think about them.
And at my company, we have to create them.
That's crazy, because I never thought about how they were created.
Yes, and I thought, wow, and I really didn't know much about them, so I wanted to do some research. Someone that works with me creates them. So there's a company called GS1. It's a nonprofit organization. It is the number one UPC generator in ever.
Why would they be nonprofit, though?
I'm not sure, but I was just doing some research on them, and that's what they are. And they are the number one company used to create UPCs. But first, sometimes when I'm in a meeting, people will use the acronym SKU. Sometimes they will use UPC. Sometimes they'll say barcode scanning. And I thought, well, there's got to be a difference, and all of them do something different. Well, I'm guessing we all know what a barcode is. That's the lines.
Right.
But a SKU is actually for the company, and a UPC is for the product.
Okay.
So SKU actually means stock keeping unit. Its numbers are custom, and it's the merchants that assign it to every unique product, and it has to do with the supplier or the merchant.
Right.
So there are typically 8 to 10 characters long, and they represent a particular feature of the product that the SKU is assigned to.
I know, okay, sometimes so- like you get a load of product, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll stick a SKU sticker on a product.
Yes.
And then you try to scan that at the register, and it doesn't work. Like, not on file.
Because that's for the back room or for the warehouses. Yeah. So they're actually retailer codes that track product, manufacturer, price information, and they're used for inventory and sales tracking. You can find this just by Googling it. That's what I did. So yeah, so usually they're like a couple letters to show like what it is. Like, for example, it would be like maybe Jewel Osco would be J-O.
Okay.
And then it would be a bunch of numbers after that. And then maybe some letters again, too, of what the product is. If it's frozen, if it's grocery,
okay,
if it's fresh, if it's pharmacy, something like that. So that's how, it depending on what the company needs to know on that SKU.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then I looked up UPCs and how they're assigned. So you can get UPCs within a second. Like, we have a sheet at work that it's already the first few numbers. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The first 6 digits actually have to do with our company. And then after that, it's the product number. And then there's a check digit at the end. It's that lonely number at the end that's just automatically generated.
I was going to say, because I hand key a lot of barcodes in.
Yes,
and
it's always
the first, you know, 4 or 5 numbers are always
the same. Yes,
for that company.
Yeah, so you got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 804, 5, 6, 7, and then sometimes you add the check digit at the end, and sometimes you don't have to.
Yeah.
So the first 6 to 9 digits of the UPC are referred to as the company prefix. That's why it's always the same.
Yeah.
And it says it's assigned by a nonprofit organization, GS1. U.S., formerly the Uniform Code Council. So, yeah,
so
they are
weird.
Nonprofit.
Why are they nonprofit? That's so weird to me.
I actually didn't look into them. I just looked at how our numbers are all generated. But they're the number one trusted company.
Huh.
So businesses can purchase UPCs from GS1 or from, like, another barcode company. If you sell your products to or through other retailers, it's important to make those retailers. Oh my God, I took Benadryl today because I got a fat lip and I can't even read right now.
It's been a rough day for all of us. This may be a very short episode.
This is
going to
be a very short episode.
We just can't handle it.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous. I did this at a meeting today. I'm at a meeting and I warned everyone. I'm like, I'm a little out of it. I'm like one-eyed, closing the other eye. I'm like, I had to take Benadryl because my face is swollen. At that point, it was swollen. And I think the ones that were on the Call had seen me before. You know, I get hives on my face.
They were like, yeah, right. You just got Botox.
No,
in your lips.
Yeah, on one side. You know how it's either Whoville or it's on my left side. I'm like, I can only pay for half. It was buy one, get one. I get the one next week, you know? So I told them that. And of course I had some questions and I'm trying to ask the question and I'm just like, and then it's, and I'm holding my eyes and I'm like, holy shit. I could not think of anything. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to slack it to you because I can't think right now. And it does that. And you know, there are researches out there that say Benadryl causes like dementia.
Oh
and,
my God.
Loss of, I was going to say loss of
what?
That was fucking perfect. Loss of memory. You know, I was going to say loss of hearing.
If I take Benadryl, I'm out.
I'm out of it right now. Yeah. I'm out of it. And then probably having a cocktail on top of it isn't helping.
He'll go sleep good tonight, woo! Hopefully, though.
Holy shit. All right, let's try and get through this, eh? Businesses can purchase UPCs from GS1 or from other barcode companies if you sell your products to or through other retailers. It's important to make sure those retailers will accept third-party barcodes on their sales platforms.
You make sure you
pay applicable charges. That's what I wanted to say, but it was not coming out.
I have seen where the original barcode has been stickered over with a new barcode.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. So we actually had one line that they printed it wrong or the nutritional facts were wrong, so they wanted to use it for something else. And so they put a different UPC and barcode on it by stamping it at the plant just temporarily. It was like, you know, 3 weeks or something so that it would scan correctly and it aligned with the facts of the product, like the nutritional facts and what it was. The complete wrong barcode. We've also, so you know, QR codes, we have one.
Yeah.
You know, and you scan it and it'll bring you a website, right?
Right.
And we have something like that. One time our QR codes on the back of our products went to like their product.
Oh,
and
really?
like it showed like their warehouse or something and it was supposed to go to our website.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, that's strange. Who did that? You know, it just was accidentally printed on the package.
Well, those QR codes are weird.
They are weird.
I feel like it would be very easy to mess up the placement of one of those black or white spots on it.
Right. And you know, just with those barcodes are all different. And to me, barcodes all look the same.
Right.
It's just a bunch of lines.
We had
but
a package.
But you know, they're all
yeah.
unique. So it must just be milla.
We had a package that for about 3 weeks we couldn't scan. You had to hand key in the code because they must have one half of them. I don't know. What's less than a millimeter, you know?
Yeah.
One half of a millimeter was off on the barcode. So it wouldn't scan.
Oh my gosh.
It's so touchy.
So QR codes are two-dimensional barcodes that can store a wide range of information. As we know, you scan that and it goes to our link tree.
Yes.
That also has a lot of information. It shows all our different stuff. It includes text, URLs, contact information, images, and videos. It is created using a QR code generator online, which we know. But I didn't really get into like, you know, how it is, but it's just digital marketing software for advertising and information sharing. So I also noticed when I went to this conference a couple weeks ago that the business cards, people would hand them out. All it had was a QR code.
Yes. Did you see they have digital business cards now where you just tap your phone?
Yes, that's very cool.
And it moves all your information over
there? Yes, that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
do you
remember when QR codes first came out and you actually had to download like a QR code scanning app?
Yes.
And now you can just do it with your camera.
Yes.
Yeah. So they definitely improved upon that.
Yes. I remember not knowing any of this a couple years ago. Yeah. It's been a little bit. And they had QR codes on a restaurant table. Like we were at a restaurant and I saw everyone holding their phones over it. I'm like, okay. So I like literally held my phone over it without my camera open. And I was like, oh, it's not working. So someone very kindly and younger than me was like, oh, let me see. Okay, go ahead and open up your camera. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
You mean it doesn't
like,
have
and
like
then I played stupid. I'm like, oh, it was open.
Telepathic.
Yeah, right.
Abilities.
It didn't know that I was waving my phone over it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, now it does.
Yeah.
Our phones listen to us. They know exactly. I'll walk into Walmart. I'll get a Jewel email and text.
Yes.
I walk into Jewel. I get Meijer, Walmart. You know, everyone else is sending me their emails like, oh, look what's on sale here. It is wild how that works.
I just saw a story recently. It was like a Reddit thread that this guy was talking about. He went and stayed at his mom's house for a week And he started getting ads about her toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, most people think that your phone is listening to you and that's how it gets, you know, to send you all those ads, right? But really, it doesn't have to listen to you because it links up with the phones around you, right?
Okay.
So you join a store's coupon program. His mom buys this toothpaste when she goes to the store with a coupon. Their phones link up and it's like, oh, maybe he's interested in that toothpaste too. So it's actually a little more scary than them listening to us.
Yeah.
It's just all of our phones are monitoring each other and all of the activity that you do on it. So
I don't know. I don't like that. But I mean, it's all around us. What do you
know.
Do?
What do you do?
I mean,
go
I
back
think,
to a flip phone.
Yeah. My dad still has one.
Yeah.
So I bought him for Father's Day. I bought him this neat Packers. He's a Green Bay Packers fan.
Sick.
I know. And it's a radio. I thought, oh, I know he doesn't have a radio because he has everything else that has to do with the Packers. And so I bought it from Amazon. It came in and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, it's a Bluetooth, which I should have known. Like I wasn't even thinking, you know, I figured it was. And then I was thinking, well, what were you even thinking? It's like FM AM? No.
I mean, so, I would still believe that FM AM exists.
Yeah, I know. I should have known better. It was definitely a Bluetooth. So I told him, I said, hey, and I was because I bought this radio, I was trying to talk him into buying a new phone.
A new phone. Hey, you should really get a new phone.
You know, you should really get a new phone.
Nobody got you a new phone for Father's Day? Yeah. Weird.
Well, anyways, here's your Bluetooth radio. Yeah. But my mom has an iPhone. So I said, we have family planning for Apple Music. So I'll just add her to it. I can add one more person.
Oh, there you go.
So I said, you know, when they go up north or whatever, at least they can have something to listen to. So I'll have to show them how to do that.
They probably have an AM FM radio up there.
They have to have something up there for weather.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I guess they can also just turn on the truck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they've been having some problems. So we had this conversation with my brother was there too. And we were having this conversation because they have all these towers around them up north, but their phones are not working anymore when they're up there. Mm. And so my brother said, you know, you probably, because you have older phones, you have 3G and all these towers are for a lot higher number.
Right. 4 or 5.
Yeah. Yeah. 10G. And so he's thinking that they might be shutting down the 3Gs and their phones are just not compatible.
Like, 3G, I feel like was put out a while ago.
Yeah. So we were telling them maybe 5G, it was time, you know, just in case if there's any emergencies. My brother bought him a chainsaw sharpener. I said, what if you cut your arm off and
you can't
call anyone because
always
your 3G and flip phone isn't working. Oh, I know. Of course. He was like, oh, maybe. I said, maybe you should. And you know, so barcode generation, they're generated using a software. Everything's using a software, right? Stores decide what information like quantity, color, type that they want to collect with the barcode and choose the barcode format. So I have to, this is funny because there is a company out there. I don't know if it's Tyson or I can't remember who it is, but they were very unique with their barcodes on some of their frozen chicken. And the barcode was shaped as something.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember? I don't know if it was Tyson or not. Or
it's like a barn.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
And it was very hard to scan. So it was very clever that you had a shape. But when you had a cash register that had been opened for 10 years,
right.
It had a hard time. It wants to see the rectangular barcode, you know? Yeah. So I remember that. I'm like, all right, don't be clever. Don't be cute with your barcode. You can be cute with your packaging.
Right.
But just do the regular barcode. You know, there's like candy out there and stuff that have, I don't know, it's not Swedish fish, but I can picture one that's like the shape of a fish. It doesn't scan. They don't scan correctly.
What about Aldi barcodes?
Cute idea. How are they? I don't know. I don't shop
there.
They
are like half the box.
Are they really?
They have it. It's on like, you know how on one side you have like nutritional value of whatever's in the box?
Okay.
Well, the other side of that is all barcode and then it's all barcode on the bottom. And that's how they check so fast because they don't have to look for the barcode. You know, because when you're scanning at the register, the top of the register and the bottom of the register scanner. One scans horizontal, one scans vertical. Well, they just put huge barcodes on their product and it just boop, as soon as you slide it over, you don't have to look for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's how they have it in Germany. That's where Aldi's from.
Probably.
Yeah. And if they're, I wonder if the Aldi's here are the same in Germany. Someone let us know. Well, I know Germany listens. So.
I know that in Germany at Aldi, they have like a fresh bakery. and you pick a loaf of bread and it'll slice it for you if you want. Like the Aldis in Germany are way cooler than ours.
Oh, okay.
Ours have improved. Actually, I think.
Do you know a comparison to what here would a German Aldi be?
No.
Like what would it compare to? Like a Whole Foods or?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Because Aldi is a lot of like, they don't use a lot of preservatives or dyes and stuff like that. They have a lot of natural products.
Oh, okay.
I believe possibly the Aldi in St. Charles, Illinois has the Fresh Bakery.
If I remember correctly,
but yeah, they need to get it together over here.
Oh, I mean, I'm looking at pictures online. It looks about the same.
Yeah.
Like a German supermarket Aldi. It looks similar. I'm sure it's different for the culture, but interesting. So custom barcodes have the UPCs on the bottom. So what companies can do is they can actually put product type, product name, and like a color on there. So that when they're looking at it, like for example, I'm looking at this is from Shopify.com. I'm looking at a custom barcode and the first six digits tell the owners that are creating this that it's spring annuals.
Oh, okay.
And then the next four digits tell you that it's a begonia.
Oh.
And then the next digit tells you what color, which is pink. And then that check digit is randomly generated. Yeah.
So then does that tell the register what it is, right?
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Well, it probably is assigned when you... Okay, so we have something called One World Sync. And I'm sure there's other companies out there, but another one... It's a bigger one, like GS1 is. And so you put it in.
Okay.
Like you have a data entry person or whatever that puts all that in. So it would line up with the barcode.
That probably helps keep inventory, you know, because you got... 8,000 begonias, you got 2,000 this color, 2,000 this color, 2,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would probably help.
You know, I, as a cashier, when something wouldn't scan, they would say, let's say I had a milk chocolate bar and a dark chocolate bar. And if the milk chocolate bar wouldn't scan, you know, someone would come up and just be like, scan the dark chocolate bar twice. That fricks everything up.
Yes.
Screws everything up.
Yes.
Because it screws up your inventory because it thinks that you sold two dark chocolate bars.
Right.
So then that milk chocolate bar, it's like it's still in inventory.
Yeah.
So when I learned that early, I would really try my best to truly scan and read the number or make sure that it was correct.
Yeah.
Because then when I went to grocery, then you really knew.
Because then you would have that huge inventory once or twice a year.
Yes.
And they'd be like, you're missing 6,000 milk chocolate bars, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, and it was from maybe scanning it. I mean, obviously there's theft, but it's also from just scanning it incorrectly at the front end.
You know, I'm figuring out, because we work with a lot of fresh product at my job now,
mm-hmm.
and people tend to just throw it away without scanning it out because they don't want their shrink numbers to be bad.
It still comes back around, though, because it still shows that you have it in inventory during inventory, right?
Right. So, and like produce, as we know from Shannon, they do once a month.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering about that. I knew this, and I knew we would bring this up. Grocery does inventory twice a year, like you said. Fresh is once a month.
Yeah.
I feel like grocery should be a few more than that.
Probably.
But how would you
stop? There's so many products. Yeah,
oh my gosh, there's so many, right? There is so many. You need like a team of 10 to count all of it. Line it all up.
Yeah. Produce has what, maybe 800 or 1,000 products.
Yeah.
Grocery has 30,000 products. Yeah. I think we talked the number one time.
We did. We did.
Way higher than I would have ever thought.
Right. So it's probably 2 million it was last week. Oh, gosh. Okay. So do you remember doing inventory? And it was always a question of how do I organize these shelves to make it easy for the specialists to come in and count? And do you remember it was like, okay, you do it to the left of the tag. And then some people would be like, no, it's to the right. So you'd get an 8-foot section done. Everything would be the left of the tag. And the store director would come around and be like, no, push it all back.
Yeah.
Or it would be the step system.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
Where you would have the whole bottom would be full.
Yes.
From the, you know, on top of the tag and then to the right. And then everything else would be pushed to the back on the second layer of the product.
Right. So they could just count 2, 4, 6, 8, and then singles, one, two, three, four.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then like the grocery manager would come around and be like, no, everything to the left. Yeah. So then you would have two rows over the tag. So then you would have like your eight.
Yeah.
And then you would have three all the way pushed to the back.
Yeah.
But then the store director would come back around again. He'd be like, no, everything needs to be forward. Everything needs to be forward. We need to face all the products. Yeah. And then you couldn't see the back. So it was like half the store would be like one director's way.
Yeah.
Half the store would be what the manager wanted, and it would all be screwed up. And so somehow nobody knew the guidelines.
Well, that's when you get together with the inventory manager and you say, how do you want this done?
Yeah.
Because he's going to be the ultimate, tell you how he likes it, you know?
Yeah. No, I never would talk to that guy.
No, I liked that guy.
I know, we've talked about this
before.
He
was so cool.
You're really?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I
but I only had inventory at the gas station. Again, what is that? 4,000 products?
Yeah.
You know?
1 million probably.
It was easy. It was easy.
Yeah, grocery was a little bit different. When I was in grocery, I think I was in grocery for a couple years, and I think we had one really good inventory. Like we maybe were like $1,200 up or down. It was really good. It was during like one of our favorite store director.
Yeah.
I think it was when he was there, and I remember he was very happy with it.
Yeah.
And then like 2 years later, I was helping in grocery and we were doing it, and we ended up being like $60,000 under or over or just completely off. Maybe even more than that. I was like, whoa, what is happening?
I remember the short time I worked in LP in loss prevention, and my job was if there was a big amount of something missing, I'd go looking for it.
Oh, wow.
And one time it was batteries. I found the whole pallet of batteries up in the steel, you know, but it was like, why is this all the way over here when we have inventory today? You know, it's just overlooked, shoved off to the side. Nobody saw it. And I'm like, well, there's our batteries. My job is done today.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. That's a good spot. So every day I would come in when I was working in grocery and I would walk the back room. I'd come a couple minutes early. I wouldn't walk with anybody yet. I would go walk the back room and look up and down and up and down and try to remember what pallets were what.
Right.
And what we had, because then I knew we were going to be taking them all down. Like once a week, all the pallets came down from the rafters. Right. We ran them and then we put them back up, wrapped them and put them back up. And I remember I would walk through the back room and I'd be like, okay, that's that, that's that, that's that. And it would never be an item that we needed. You know what I mean?
Which, okay, so this is the difference between where we work together and where I work now. We had huge back rooms.
Yes.
Where we used to work
together.
Yes. And I go to these stores
now. It's like a warehouse.
I talked to the store director. Like, I knew they had a visit, you know, so I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm here to help. She goes, going back, there's a pallet up in the steel of potato chips. Get those down and run them. Sure, no problem. Whatever you ask me to do, you know?
Yeah.
And I go back there, and the pallet's already down. I'm like, cool. So I just start loading boxes off of it. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, they literally have a dozen places that they can put pallets up.
And that's it.
We had 800.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was always an issue at that store, was that they would order so much shit.
And they would send us so much stuff.
Yes, and you would just sit on it.
So I know I would look, and then I would walk with the, like, first shift lead, and we would talk about what was done, which of course in my mind was always nothing.
Nothing. They did nothing on first shift. We're going to have to do it all.
We're going to have to do it all. And then third shift will come in and they'd be like, you did nothing.
You did nothing.
I'm like, but we really did. No. And the manager at the time was eagle eye. Like he would say, like the same thing for an example, go get those chips, you know, not that we ran the chips, but go get the Cheez-Its or whatever. Go get those down from the, that's still a bad example. Because Nabisco ran that.
Yeah.
Go get the candy.
Go get the candy.
Yeah, go get the candy, the M&Ms and all that. And I'd be like, no, there's not a pallet of candy. We ran that last week. No, I know where it's at. It's in the second shoe, they would call it, on the top. And I'm like, I don't think it's there. And sure as shit, I'd walk back there. I'm like, there it is. He was eagle eye every time. I'm like, how do you know this stuff?
And not only did we have the pallets up top, but we had U-boats underneath of those.
Yeah, and explain to everybody what a U-boat is.
A U-boat is just basically a cart with two sides on it. So it's like a U and you just stack boxes on it.
Yeah. And it was coffee, tea, candy.
Yeah.
Crystal Light.
Yeah.
Do you remember all those?
Yes.
I can almost picture it in order. I wonder if they're still the same.
I do it all the time now still.
Yeah.
Go grab that U-boat of all that product and take it to aisle 14.
Jeez. And then we had the ad bay. Do you remember the ad bay?
The ad bay.
So anything that was on ad that week would be in the ad bay.
Yes.
So every Tuesday night, I think it was at the time when we worked there, ad bay had to be cleared.
Right.
You had to run all everything and then bring it to the horseshoe part because it wasn't going to be on ad anymore, and then bring the ad stuff over into the ad bay on Tuesday night so that you were ready for Wednesday morning.
Like, I get it, but how many deliveries did you get a week in
every,
grocery?
Every day, I believe. Every day. Because we had a receiver that would accept
every
day.
So why the hell are we ordering so much ad stuff if we're still getting a delivery every day?
Yeah, I wonder if it rotated, though. Like, it would be certain, you know, you get a frozen load every night.
Right.
But it wouldn't be the same UPCs.
Right. I'm just thinking, if they're sending out load every single day, then send one pallet of this, one pallet of that. Throw the whole pallet out because it's on ad, right? We were a store that threw whole pallets out, though. A lot of stores
pallet
don't
drops,
do that.
Yeah.
A lot of stores don't do that. But if it's on sale, throw the whole damn pallet out.
Yeah. We would have, when we were there, we would have one pallet all the way down.
The middle.
Yeah. And now that I think there's two.
Yeah.
And it would be like, there's like eight of them, I think, and then a break, and then eight of them, and then a break, I believe.
Yeah.
They didn't do that when I first started, then they did do that, and now it's really, there's a lot out there, and it's great, because I mean, I even use it.
Yeah.
You know, they always say, don't be a sucker for anything that's out there, because they're just trying to sell it. If I need gravy, I'm going to grab some gravy.
Yeah.
Or canned corn, or whatever.
It's always what's seasonal.
Yeah, always. You know? It's always what
right
you
now,
would
need.
Right
now, they have paper plates, cups, and silverware, or cutlery, because it's party season.
Yeah.
You always, yeah.
Do you want to hear a funny story how my brain works?
Yes. Does your brain even work?
So
sometimes?
I went, oh, it's not working today. Oh my gosh. I feel hungover and it's just from Benadryl. But I went to the store yesterday because I had to pick up a prescription and I started walking down where they have the seasonal aisle. And so I'm walking through and I'm like, you know what? A cute tablecloth would be nice for 4th of July.
Yeah.
So they had two choices. They had a striped one that was red, white, and blue. And then they had a star one. And my brain went, they are putting these here so that every single house will look the same. I'm not buying one. Like, I'm not going to be forced to be the same, to be the norm.
Oh, that's so
and I
funny.
Walked out without a tablecloth. I'm like, what are you doing?
That is so funny.
But that's what I was thinking. I'm like, you're not going to force me. I have another story for you,
God.
Speaking of. Listen
okay.
to this one.
Okay.
This is completely left turn. I'm sitting outside today for lunch, and I have my headphones in because I'm doing those classes, so I took like a half an hour to learn. And all of a sudden I hear a loud humming, you know, like, and I'm like, okay, that's, you know, it sounds like a truck. You know, we have a lot of trucks around here, our tractors. And I just casually look up and I see a cop with lights on, another car with lights on, and a brown RV with some kind of weird symbol on it driving through here. And then another police officer with lights on it and another police officer with lights on it. It looked like they were looking for aliens. I am not kidding. I have never seen that before. It was not a military. I mean, it might've been a military.
Remember when I was driving home from here and I saw those weird lights in the sky?
I think they're trying to locate them.
They're here.
And you know, what's funny is last night on TikTok, I'm watching all these funny things about not funny, but they were funny TikToks about like wives tricking their husbands that like it's aliens and stuff. Have you seen those
yet?
Yes. And sure enough, this brown RV with some kind of symbol, I have to look it up. It was like a loopy black symbol on the back of it. It was being escorted by police officers with lights on. I was like, okay, I would have totally missed it if I didn't look up.
You know what though? I don't think they would advertise looking for aliens. I think that would be an unmarked RV. We wouldn't even know it.
It was marked. It was marked. Now, I didn't see the front of it because it kind of like there's a house in between us, you know, but I saw the lights and then I saw it go through and I saw this black symbol on the back. So if I can find it, I'll share it on our Facebook page.
Weird.
It was weird.
Out here in the sticks. That's where the aliens
I mean,
are
it it could have just been like GS1 creating more UPCs for the groceries down here. We're all going to have barcodes on
Get
us.
Get
out. You know that, right?
That freaks
we probably
me out.
Already do. You just put it under a black light. We probably all already have
we
them on
do.
Our
wrists. We do. It's our phones.
It's on our, that's true. It's on our phones.
We
that's
all
right.
have numbers associated with us. We're just a number.
Yes.
We're not getting into this now.
I got one more story. So my watch is a running watch. It's a solar watch. I use it. It's a Garmin. I use it for running, right? So I went to the doctor. I had to get a little spot removed. It would not heal. It would not heal. So I'm like, it's the side that my watch is on.
Oh God.
So I'm like, what kind of
radiation?
Is this watch sending through my wrist that whatever's on, you know, this, it won't heal.
That's
I was
terrible.
Like, this is so weird.
That's
what is
terrible.
What is going on?
Well, you know, they say like, don't put your phone in your bra.
Oh.
That could cause breast cancer.
Yeah.
What's that watch doing to your wrist?
Oh no, it's causing it because I had to get something removed from my wrist that had
wrist,
never been there
yeah,
a year ago.
The wrist put that spot there.
Yeah.
I mean, the watch put that spot on your wrist.
Yeah. Did you take Benadryl today too?
No. surprisingly. Probably should have.
So I don't know. It's just, this world is crazy.
It is. We don't even know. We don't even know what's happening. What about that missing submarine? Have you heard about that?
Please tell everyone.
I don't even know a lot about it, surprisingly. I have not been on TikTok a lot lately because we had weird meetings and stuff at work, which that was another thing. I almost missed an in-person meeting the other day.
Oh, no.
Because my email was down. That was
in-person
another thing.
Meeting?
It was an in-person meeting.
Up
yeah.
north?
No. It was at, we were supposed to meet at a store.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I lost my email, so I didn't see the reminder. And then, like, other people thought it was a phone conference. Anyways. So I haven't been on TikTok much this week, and I just happened to see a couple clips of it.
Wow.
I heard there's like millionaires in this thing.
A British businessman and explorer, a British father and son from a prominent Pakistani family, and a French maritime expert are among the 5-person crew on the Titan. Am I looking up the right thing?
Yeah, I think so. Does it
say Ocean Gate is
Ocean
missing?
Ocean Gate.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
And that's what everybody's freaking out about, right? Like Watergate.
Oh,
and they're
wow.
like, come on, they named it Ocean Gate, and then like it goes missing, and there's like this big thing about it. Like, what did they expect naming it that? But I guess that's the company, not the name of it. You said the name was Titan. But what were they doing? They were going to look at the Titanic. So hopefully they find it soon, because supposedly they only had like 4 days worth of oxygen on it. But how do you miss a whole damn submarine? How does it just go missing?
I don't know.
I have no idea. They
I guess
like
it's
lost
the same
contact
as how
with it.
Planes go missing too. Sometimes they just go off the radar.
But that's like Bermuda Triangle shit.
You're right. They embarked on a journey to visit the remnants of the Titanic.
Yeah.
When contact with the vessel was lost.
So some people are saying that the Titanic was actually a ship named the Olympic. This is another conspiracy
theory,
right?
Yeah, I've heard this.
So if you ever watch like Ancient Aliens or anything, you know this already. So like people are saying like, oh, they figured out it was the Olympic, so they had to get rid of them, you know?
Wow.
Terrible.
If you want more information, New York Times has information on this missing submarine, or you could probably just Google it, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a super random, but still
Jesus.
Learned a lot episode.
What is with our brains?
I love how we just kind of bounce around.
I've just been in a pickle lately, so I don't even know. It was a long weekend. It was a crazy week last week. This week is only Tuesday, and I'm already over it. So.
Oh, no.
Wish me luck.
But your birthday's on Saturday.
Ooh, my
happy birthday!
Coming,
you're very busy. It sounds like you're getting a pedi.
Yes. Thanks,
and then,
Erica.
Yeah. And then you have a party.
We got
and then
a party.
We have beach day on Sunday. Yep. We already kind of planned everything. Yep. So very exciting.
Yes.
Have a great, great birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to our craziness.
Bye. Bye.
You're like, I'm out. Talk
Bye.
To you next week.
See ya.
This podcast is brought to you by Nametag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.